Bedford-Stuyvesant residents, angered that a longtime community member can no longer teach tennis at Jackie Robinson Park Playground, rallied on Saturday to urge the city to incorporate community input when handling concessions at parks. The rally emerged because a popular local tennis program, HQ Tennis, lost its concession license from the City Department of Parks and Recreation to a higher bidder. HQ Tennis owner, Francis Ferdinand, an NCAA-ranked player and a longtime Bed-Stuy resident, was outbid at Jackie Robinson Park Playground in April by Omar Durrani, owner of Love All Tennis, a company that also has a license to teach tennis at Lincoln Terrace Park in Crown Heights and Astoria Park in Queens. Many residents at the rally said Durrani has not made the effort to become acquainted with the community, despite living in Bed-Stuy. "It has not been a smooth transition," said Don Johnson, who volunteers for HQ Tennis nonprofit arm. "We're a tight-knit community and he doesn't understand that. He didn't do his due diligence and engaged with the community. He made enemies instead of friends." Johnson, Ferdinand and Ralph James, who opens the park gates, all said Durrani's actions were off-putting. Durrani tore down HQ Tennis banners so he could have his lessons. He also harshly told a group of women using a court to leave even though that particular court was not part of his concession, and then called the police on them when things got intense, they said. Ferdinand also added that Durrani had been targeting her instructors to join, and students to take lessons, from his company. In addition, the lesson rates for Love All Tennis are higher than what many families in the area can afford, according to Ferdinand. For example, Love All Tennis charges adults $65 and children $55 for one 90-minute lesson, while Ferdinand says she charges $35. Despite BK Reader's multiple requests to interview Durrani, he did not respond for comment. Aside from addressing Durrani's behavior, the rally was a chance to demand that the Parks Department consider community ties instead of just money when concession bids are decided. The Parks Department previously told BK Reader that the competitive bidding process allows fairness. Parks is required to award concessions solicited via requests for bids to the highest fee offer from a responsive and responsible bidder, said Chris Clark, a press officer at the Parks Department, in May. Ferdinand bid $9,000 for a 5-year concessions contract, while Durrani bid $40,000, according to Curbed. Some residents felt that Ferdinand losing her tennis program to someone with fewer community ties resembled gentrification. "Living in a community doesn't mean you're contributing," said Eric Jordan, a professional tennis player and instructor. "The city gives to the highest bidder without community ties. The city is saying, my way or the highway." Speakers at the rally praised Ferdinand's dedication to the surrounding area, including beautifying Malcolm X Boulevard and making the park a community haven. Amid the gun violence during the summer of 2021, James said Ferdinand has done more for the community than any politician. Residents also wondered why more elected officials and representatives of the Parks Department were not present. The sole elected official there was State Senator Jabari Breesport, who told the crowd the system is broken and messed up. "I'll be working with politicians and electeds to help keep Coach Francis in Jackie Robinson Park," he said. Ferdinand said the Parks Department may arrange a sit-down between her and Durrani to work things out, though she has not heard anything yet. By the end of the rally, a campaign was announced to alert tennis players nationwide, even those playing at this year's U.S. Open, to raise awareness about HQ Tennis plight. Ferdinand said she is contacting other tennis program operators in the city because she believes this controversy does not affect her alone. "It could be a larger issue," she said. "It's already a sport you don't have much access to."